Do you have specific VO2 max workouts? So if you're doing them by power mostly that you like to prescribe, or are there a few that are kind of like your bread and butter that you just think athletes really do well with? Are you like a 40-20 guy very often? Are you more of like a constant power guy? Are you hard start? Like what's your side for each athlete, I guess?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. I mean, I don't know if I know 100% how I decide for each athlete. It's definitely something that I feel like I'm still, you know, playing around with at times and refining. I mean, I've got a few thoughts on it. Like, I think that the 40-20s, I use them a lot, and I think they're great for a few things. I think they're great for accumulating time and zone, you know, in a way that's relatively low stress. If you want to just kind of shoot to bank time in that VO2 zone because you believe that's going to elicit a good adaptation, but you don't really want to work too hard either because of like where the workout falls, or like in you're almost like going a little bit this direction of doing more VO2 work in a preseason type phase rather than like really sharpening up for races and stuff. I think there's some good school of thought around just like time and zone creates a bit of a bigger change instead of just higher power. You know, it's like, are you better off doing 4 times 2 minutes at 450 watts or 6 times 2 minutes at 420 watts? They're like, you know, say they're both over, say the person's threshold is 380. They're both kind of in that VO2 space. One of them, you do more time and zone. One of them, you do more power. But I think in terms of improving VO2 max, probably larger time and zone is a bigger impact. So I think the 40-20s are like a great way to spend a lot of time and zone, but also have it be not too hard. If you're kind of doing them not as like best effort, you know? Okay. So then it's something where it's like you can put in a period where you say, let's do a lot of time in the zone, but I don't really want you to like have a super high RPE for this session, you know? And maybe even have the benefit of having it be a bit more intermittent, so you're practicing a bit more of that pace change. I think for me, that's one way I use the 40-20s.
Let me jump in there real quick. So saying it's a lower RP, because I hate 40-20s because I think they're very hard. Would you have them do the 40 as the over, would you have those as like 120% FTP, or how do you pick the number? Like they're not going full gas then, or?
Exactly, not full gas. So I'd shoot for like 110 to 115% of FTP, but maybe do like 3 blocks of 10 or something, which would be 20 minutes in the zone, like so 10 times 40, 400, 1200. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. Keep going. Sorry. Because someone will email me that and they'll be like, can you reach out to Nate and get the exact example? So I just start to ask them right now.
Yeah. And I mean, that's something where like I'd maybe move it up over time or something. Right. But, you know, if we wanted to do some 40-20s in the winter because we thought like, okay, we want to build your base, but it also almost feels like you need to improve your VO2 max. And like if we want to improve a lot, we probably need to stretch that out over a longer period of time.